go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward.
I got some notes and I wrote them down because it's time to it fits the description. You ever got, have y'all ever been pulled over and, hey, y'all, I mean, you fit the description. You know what I'm saying? You ever look at somebody and you judge them? You like, they look like, they act like this. Do you judge people by their names? I do. I do it all the time. I'm not about to take all the credit for this episode, though. Hell no. King Germ hit me up because he said that I missed a couple of blacklist names in the first round. And I was like, man, everybody can't go in the first round. You can't have 30 niggas go in the first round. But technically you can if this is football. But this not, though. This is like Hall of Fame. We got to get like 5-6 people in at a time. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of black names, Gerald. But he sent the list of names. These are all King Germ names. Now, I don't know if all, I don't know if he consider all of these blacker of names. But nonetheless, we're going to go through them. So this is similar to, you know what I'm saying, off one of my previous episodes or whatever about the blackest names. But this is just judging. I'm just judging these names and telling you who these people are by this name. But these are the names that he came up with, though. Start text message, start ringing in. And the first one is Bernard. Bernard is the third uncle. That's the third uncle on your grandmama's side. Yeah, and he be sneaking his girlfriend in his mama house. That's it. Bernard is definitely an uncle too. You know what I'm saying? His girlfriend name is Shirley. Bernard and Shirley. We're gonna get to that. Cause Shirley, he be sneaking Shirley in. You know what I'm saying? Shirley. Who we got after that? After Bernard, we got Roy. So Roy is like Roy. Roy is like the third member of anything. Whether it's a group, like if you're on a football team, like Roy Patterson. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Like Roy is like a filler name. Roy's like a, the nigga's like an extra. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a nigga can't show up, we got a Roy right here. You know, and then like, I think eventually they start making Roy's. Yeah, Roy's, I think Roy, when did Roy's go out? Roy's had to go out like 95. Maybe 97. But the Roy's started to, it ain't that mean, we got to look up how many Roy's is left. Yeah, shout out to the Roys, man. I see y'all. Let's see, what's the next? Willie. Now, here we go. Willie. That's probably the blackest street biblical name of all time. Like, Willie is an all slavery team defense. You know what I'm saying? Like, Willie, for some reason, like, because there's different stages of Willie. Yeah, and there's different Marvel universes of Willies. You know what I'm saying? Because in this universe, this nigga got stolen tools from a hardware store. But that nigga know how to fix everything. And that's the cigarette that don't fall, you know, out the corner of his mouth. Willie. You know what I'm saying? Then you got, in this universe, you got, like, the younger Willie. Like, Willie Beeman. You know what I'm saying? You seen that swag. You got that type of Willie. You know what I'm saying? It feel like Willie, like extra greens on his plate. That's what Willie, to me, that's what Willie is. You know what I'm saying? See, here's an interesting one. He put Barbara. To me, that's half breed right there. That's a half breed name right there. Like, because to me, Barbara could be racist, or she could be the Deacon's. She could be the Deacon's wife, Sister Barbara for sure. You know what I'm saying? Now, my grandmother name is Barbran. You know what I'm saying? That's Barbran. Now we talking. You know what I'm saying? That's Barbran is definitely from Texas somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Dolores. Dolores is a fine auntie. Dolores is the fine auntie. Yeah. That's the fine auntie. The fine one. You know what I'm talking about. 227. Hanging out the window, auntie. She always going to the parties. Always going to the parties. All those little players parties that they be throwing. Those little player parties that they be throwing. Yeah, she had all of them. She was bad, super bad in high school. Dolores. Yeah, Dolores Jenkins. For sure. She was bad. In the 80s, bamboo earrings, she was cold in the 80s. She had that hair. And the red lipstick, red pumps, bamboo seat. You know the picture I'm talking about. Fine Auntie Dolores. Yep. Curling. Let's slow it down now. Curling is strictly Southern. Okay? Curlin got diabetes and she got peppermints in her purse. She an Eastern Star. No, that's Curlin. Look, it's either Curlin or Curlin. Hear me again. It's either Curlin or Curlin. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Breath always smell like peppermints. And she didn't want to bring over the string beans with the sausage cut up in it. She's bringing the string. Curlin is bringing the string beans. Nathaniel, call your auntie Curlin and tell her, make sure she don't forget the green beans. That's Curlin. I don't know what you want me to say, King John. I'm doing the best that I can right now because the next name is Shirley. We just finished talking about Shirley not too long ago with Bernard. Remember I told you Shirley was getting snuck in the house? Because Shirley is a side chick. Bernard, listen to me, okay? Bernard is married to Pamela, okay? But he messed with Shirley on the side. Shirley. Yeah, Shirley is the freaky coworker. Freaky coworker. And she got money, though. She be tricking it all. Shirley go to bingo. For sure she does. Yeah. Yes, she does. That's Shirley. What we got next? Wilkerson. That's a curveball, right? Because Wilkerson is like a family name, like a family traditional name. Wilkerson sound like a barbecue sauce. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a family recipe. Wilkerson is the old, it's a black nigga, black cowboy on a barbecue bottle. That's what Wilkerson is. It's either that or like a brand of some like, oh, for whiskey or something like that. Some shit that's some wild turkey type shit. Wilkerson's. That shit sound like it burn your chest. That shit sounds nasty, brother. That shit sounds, as soon as you pour a glass and you got some ice on it to bruise it a little, ice catch on fire. Fox News 11, man, cause of death, Wilkerson's. Choked on some Wilkerson's. Yeah, and it's black liquor, for sure. It's not white. It's definitely black. And it's one of those, when you smell it, oh my God. You know the face. Wilkerson's. That's Wilkerson's. Who gonna take a shot of, we got two shots of Wilkerson's over here. You're gonna die. stupid. Wilkerson's. That shit, I got a gallon of Wilkerson's over. Fuck you got that for? Who going through something? What's the next name? Caldwell. See, he tried to get me with the Caldwell because Caldwell to me is just like Barbara. You know what I'm saying? It could be on both sides of it. It could be two different complexions. That's all I'm saying. But if we sticking with the black Caldwell, he got a gambling problem. Caldwell got a gambling problem. We know his marriage problems. He got a gambling problem, but he got a union job though. Yeah, he was class clown of 88. He got a union job. Like, he got a cool job, but you know, shaky marriage, gambling addiction. You know what I'm saying? This nigga always trying to throw in some parlays and shit like that. You know, the prize pick. You know, he on the prize pick. You know, he the old nigga on the prize pick. You know what I mean? Yeah, he think he keeping up with the young niggas by getting all the J's and shit like that. And he be wearing them with, like, velour sweatsuits. That's Caldwell. That's Caldwell. He got a union job, though. King John, he got a union job. That's Caldwell. Julius. No, I like Julius. Let me tell you what Julius is. But y'all niggas out there that just don't know. Julius is what Jalen or what Jaden is to this era. When niggas, you know, when Jalen Rose, remember Jalen Rose is the originator of his mama, shout out to Mama Rose, who gave him the name Jalen, right? So, and they took off. That was the hybrid. That was it right there, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Jalen's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Jalen's are mixed. Let's not front about that. A lot of Jalen's are mixed. Okay, but it doesn't matter. Look, but that's what Julius was back then. Like, Julius, look, outside of the basketball player, Julius has a strong chance of being a successful pimp. You got to understand, Julius, nigga. Julius, that's like Goddess and Jesus or Jules put together. I don't know if that makes sense, but you understand what I'm saying? Like, Julius is what you call it? Jackie Jackson. That's who Julius is. That's what, if Julius was a member of a successful band, he would be from the Jackson 5. He would be Jackie Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Like, Julius had him. Julius. Yeah, and he still show up. He gonna show up to the class reunion smooth. Like, the nigga on some what you call it type of status. Like, Morris Chestnut type status. You know what I'm saying? But old nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? Old nigga. This class of... You know what I'm saying? The nigga, yeah, y'all know who Julius is. Watch out, nigga. Watch out. Julius took one of y'all's, too. Y'all don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about Calvin. Can we all agree, like, the black delegation, can we just, I'm going to send this in to the black, you know, union. Calvin has to go down in black history as a universal cousin name. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course Calvin's got some siblings, but Calvin's is for show a cousin. To every, there's more, Calvin got to be top three cousins of all time. Got to be. Calvin? And he got a Sega Genesis. Yeah, and he got every Penny Hardaway. He got every Penny Hardaway shoe that came out, he got when he was a kid. Yeah, and he had the Gumby cut. He had the Gumby cut. That was Calvin. That was Calvin with the Charlotte Hornets windbreaker. That's Calvin. That's the Calvin I'm talking about. That's the Calvin, my nigga, who gave you extra fries at Mickey D's when y'all pulled up. Because you knew where Calvin was working at, nigga. You knew where Calvin was working at. That's what I'm saying. Oh, let's go on. Let's go today. Hey, Calvin. Shout out to Calvin, my nigga. Calvin, you're one of my favorite cousins. You are a top three cousin of all time, my nigga. Calvin, any nigga named Calvin, just know you're a top three cousin of all time, nigga. Black delegation, we've already betted on it overnight. FedEx, same day. Let's get to the next name. Betty. I feel like she's a sole inventor of the bundt cake. You know what I'm saying? Like, Betty watches Murder, She Wrote, like how we watch Snowfall. You know what I'm saying? Betty is one of those hybrids. Betty could be racist too. You know what I'm saying? But Sister Betty for sure, she had them back in the day. Sister Betty was a cheerleader back in the day. And she one of those old ladies that she got some weight on her, but she's still curvy. That's Sister Betty right there. She smell like cinnamon rolls, like with Tootsie Roll bodyguards. Yeah. Elite peppermints in her purse. And she got the hat. She got the hat at church. It's in your way. It's in your Betty got that though. Betty spaghetti, nigga. Oh, take your elbows off the table, Betty. Yeah, like from Betty from like Odessa or like somewhere. Wherever they chop, Betty from Chopped and Screwed, Texas. Yeah, that's who Betty is. Betty was born a grandma. Betty was born a granny already. Betty was born a granny. And then the last one is, this one's going to be a little bit personal. King Germ went with Ebony. I have a sister named Ebony, right? And he said that they're more of the earthy, you know what I'm saying? And I can see that a little bit. But I know a lot of Ebony's, those sisters, they fight, right? The Ebony fighting in the street. Ebony, it was her, it was me. It was me, Shamika, Ebony. You see where I'm going? Ebony definitely went to Fremont or Locke, maybe Jefferson. But she definitely went, Ebony went to school on the east side. Yeah, my cousin Ebony. Ebony is a top 10 cousin, black cousin of all time. Top 10, Ebony. And that's our cousin though. That's our cousin from the east side. When we say we're going over to Ebony house. Can Ebony come outside? Oh, Ebony already left, sugar. Mama, Ebony down the street. Yeah, that's the Ebony I'm talking about. That's the Ebony I'm talking about. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Ebony is taking the younger siblings to school, and she get upset. She got an attitude. But that's Ebony. That's Ebony. And like I said, I got a sister named Ebony. So that's a little personal right there. I like that though. I like that. Let's call in the reinforcements, though. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing? Guess what? You guys are on the show. Today's topic is black names and a description of these names. Caller, do you have a black name?
What did I say? Any color, white, green, black, Those are all very black names.
Elaborate.
What do you mean, elaborate? I just told you.
Okay, so you're saying any color. What did you? So give me a name.
Black, white, brown, green.
God damn it. Give me the full name.
Oh, like a Deshaun Green.
There we go. Thank you. Deshaun Green, that is definitely a four-star receiver that's going to Oklahoma State. But he's going to get in trouble because he's going to get in a fight at a bowling alley. That's the Deshaun Green we're talking about. But he's going to have a bounce back. He's going to make it to the league. But when his baby mama's going to be on Love & Hip Hop? We already know how this goes. Shout out to Deshaun Green. Now, to the person next to you, do you have a name?
Kaden Johnson.
Ooh, Kaden.
Kaden Johnson. Definitely mixed, okay? Kaden Johnson, definitely mixed. His mom is at all the AAU games. He's actually going to Duke. Kaden Johnson. Light skin for sure. Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, good hair.
Unless you like a Jaden Johnson, then that changes it a little bit.
Hey, the Jadens, Cadens, all them Dens after something? Them Dens? Oh, yeah, that automatically come with some good hair. Wavy.
That's funny. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank both of you for participating. You want to know what you've won?
What?
Some time to yourselves. Bye. And there we have it. You know what I'm saying? We got Kaden. We got Deshaun Green. Okay. Both successful. Deshaun Green ended up going to Oklahoma State. He got into a bowling alley fight. You know what I'm saying? But Kaden or Jaden, you know what I'm saying? Kaden or Jaden, they end up going the good route. You know what I'm saying? Like one of the top AAU players. Chose Duke, left Duke after the first year. You know what I'm saying? Got drafted by OKC. And he ended up dating a Kardashian. So I got it all mapped out. Now, look, I went through King Jern names. That was wifey and Britt that gave you their names. I have to give you a name. Shout out to King Jerm. We threw this one off the backboard. We're going to go with Lamont. Yeah. Now, Lamont is stuck in the realm of uncle and cousin. You know what I mean? Lamont was definitely the cousin who had the porn stash. Yeah, Lamont was a freaky-ass nigga. He was a 69 guy. Who, Lamont? Yep. Definitely. Definitely. Lamont had, and he stacked, DVDs stacked, and he started off with the VHSs. Yeah, he had Amazing Asians a long time ago. He had that one. He had those tapes. He had those tapes. Lamont worked at FedEx Kinko, shipping manager. Yep. Lamont went to Dorsey. Yeah. Like Lamont Peterson or Lamont Jameson. Yeah, that's Lamont. Hey, we throwing a little kickback over here at Lamont. You know where Lamont stay at too. He stay on Lamont. Lamont stay in the district. Lamont stay in the Crenshaw district. Yep. Yeah, he got palm trees on his. Lamont stay four blocks away from where they shot Snowfall at. That's where Lamont stay. That's Lamont. Yeah. Lamont gonna have an all-black 48th birthday party. Yep, Taco Man, Taco Stand Outside. Yep. It's the taco, it's like two, you get carne asada. You're going to get corn asada. You're going to get chicken. And you're going to get pastor. Mm-hmm. You're going to get the green sauce, the hot red sauce. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get the little veggies and stuff on the side. You're going to get some, you know, might get the shredded. No, ain't no shredded. Ain't no shredded. Ain't no shredded. But the salsa there. The salsa right there with the limes. Lamont going, he's going to get that taco, man. And the DJ. And the DJ is going to be a nigga that went to high school with y'all. And going to be playing all Montel Jordan. Yep. Lamont knows. Lamont bought Montel Jordan album. Lamont. Suzuki. That's Lamont. King Jeremy. I'm out, bro. Hey. If the shoe fits, you got to do something. Hold on. I forgot I had a commercial break.
America treats black people the way cashiers treat pennies. Legally, they have to accept us everywhere. But if you walk in with more than four or five, everybody's like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Yeah. So, yeah, God bless y'all. I love y'all. And, you know, go Dodgers.